And I know, Mr. Norris, you had some things you wanted to bring up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just first of all, I just want to get an update either from Mr. O'Connell or Mr. Brown on the issue regarding the property behind the Mary Williams Senior Center, which was recently before the Board of Zoning Appeals. And there's some sentiment in certain quarters that council needs to step up to the plate and get involved. And I'm just curious to know where the issue is and what, if anything, we might be asked to do.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, this particular issue, as Councilor Norris referenced, involved a piece of property in the Woolen Mills neighborhood. The zoning administrator was asked to make a ruling as to whether it was covered by the city's historic preservation ordinance. His conclusion was that it was not. An adjoining property owner appealed that ruling to the Board of Zoning Appeals, and the Board of Zoning Appeals affirmed his ruling, finding that the property was not included, more specifically that the basis upon which the ruling was challenged was not within the jurisdiction of the Board of Zoning Appeals. The property owner has 30 days from that decision to appeal it. To appeal the BZA's decision to circuit court. I don't know if they've done that. I haven't any notice of that. In terms of council's role, council can initiate a rezoning of the property if there's grounds to include this property as part of a historic district. I would caution you, though, that I believe a preliminary and final site plan has been approved for the site, and with that comes certain vested rights that can proceed regardless of any subsequent change in zoning.
I think a related question, too, is going to be what is our policy with regards to the subdivision of an individually designated property, which it seems to me that the BAR, the Planning Commission, and tonight we've affirmed that, is that those properties can be subdivided, provided that they're done in the right context. So it seems to me that the Board of Zoning Appeals made a decision that's consistent with what we just decided tonight. I think there is a legitimate issue at to what point do you say the property is part of the historic structure, but so far our policy has been not to look at that.
Historic, individually designated historic properties can certainly be subdivided, and I think the approach we have always taken is that both of the new lots, the subdivided lots, remain subject to the city's historic preservation ordinance. In this particular case, a subsequent event, specifically the new zoning ordinance that was adopted in 2003, only included one of those two lots when it was adopted in 2003. And that's I think why you see some reference to allegations that there was a mistake made.
Right.
I have to say I'm sympathetic to allegations of that nature, and without indicating where I might vote if the issue were to come before council. I do think that I guess I'm just wondering out loud if council does want to take this up for consideration now. But I'm hearing you say that the formal step that needs to be taken next is an appeal to the circuit court. Would that preclude council taking up as well, or
No, those are not mutually exclusive.
I guess my reaction is that there are a number of lots that orphan lots in which neighborhoods have asserted that mistakes have been made. There's one on my street in which it is zoned B1. But there, it has no access to Preston because of the former access to Preston Avenue when the street was redesigned, and there was a 10-foot you know, difference in height between, you know, the level where the houses are and the level that the street is, the zoning remained. And so we got these orphan lots in every neighborhood of the city. In simple fairness, it seems that if we're going to, you know, seek out and pursue, you know, intervening in this particular instance, in fairness to the other neighborhoods, we should have a consistent policy of intervening and cleaning these loose ends out. So I don't have any necessarily have any objections to looking at the situation in Woolen Mills, but when we know that this is a situation that pertains all over the city, it doesn't seem fair to single this one situation out because there, you know, is a strong advocacy around it.
But I think what we are really questioning is if the property was divided, would any new development be subjected to BAR review, which is a little different than what at least I think some people in the neighborhood have questioned, at least that I've heard, is should the lots have been developed or divided in the first place because they were historic property? Maybe that's no longer an issue. I think it's really, are we just talking about whether the new development comes under BAR review?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything anybody wants to do? Difficult situation,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I think the fact that time has gone by and, you know, plans have been made and site plans approved, and it puts it in a, it's hard just to have a straightforward discussion on it. You know, plus we were a long way removed from the decision making that went on at the time. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to figure out.
Ms. Wright, if I could add, I was in attendance at the BCA hearings, and it was an issue that I believe the BCA decided unanimously, but one which they struggled with, and the chair of the BCA did encourage the property owner, who as you know is a member of the BAR, to work with the BAR in terms of what any development's going to look like. So I don't know that he will do that. Certainly didn't make any representation to that effect, but that was a kind of a desire, spoken desire from the BZA, even though it wasn't part of their decision.
Okay. Will this project be coming before council at any point?
I don't know whether it's a by right development or not. If it's a by right development, I don't think it would come before council. But I don't know whether it requires any type of special use permit or any other special land use approval.
Other comments or other issues to bring up?
I have one. I'd just like to direct